On this rainy spring night, let's anticipate the warmer, drier season ahead. Although summer season brings with it not just heat and humidity, but higher haze and smog levels as well. Those particulate and ozone levels for our region are laid out in the American Lung Association's State of the Air 2014 report out today. Let's learn more with Janice Nolan, Assistant Vice President, National Policy of the American Lung Association. Ms. Nolan, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks for having me.
And I understand it's a mixed report card, first depending upon where we were years and decades ago, and then if we tease out the particulate from the ozone levels.
Yes, it is a mixed report card. I mean, overall, we've been doing this report card for 15 years now, and we've seen continued improvement, but we aren't where we need to be. We have seen in this year's report, compared to last year's, lower levels of particle pollution, which is a great piece of news. In fact, Philadelphia area did its best ever for fewest number of spikes in particles. For ozone, however, we saw the same thing in the Philadelphia metro area that we see rest of the nation, and that is the summer of 2012 created a condition that led us to have a lot more ozone. And so we have more ozone in this year's report than we did in the previous report. We're not, fortunately, back where we were, but it's still a warning sign that we've got a problem that we still haven't fully addressed.
Now, ozone is an oxygen molecule, and it's just fine and dandy as long as it's up in the stratosphere. It's when it comes down to Earth that it causes problems.
Exactly. It is an irritant. And in fact, it acts, as one doctor told me, like sandpaper on a wound. You just keep rubbing it and rubbing it. And while that may not sound all that bad, it has really profound health effects. You not only have coughing and wheezing and difficulty breathing, but asthma attacks, and people end up who have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease end up in the hospital, on the emergency room. And we do know that it can actually shorten life. It can kill.
Now, focusing on particle pollution, sneezing and coughing are nature's ways of clearing out the respiratory system. Though I imagine if the particulates are too small, that's of little consequence.
Right. They can't be cleaned out because the defensive systems of the body are geared toward cleaning up bigger particles. But these particles are so small, they get past all of that. They get past the cilia that act as that deterrent. And they can lodge deep in the lungs, and they get into the lungs. And some of them are so small, they're the size of like an oxygen molecule, and they go into the bloodstream. So they're very harmful. You can get rid of the big ones, but not these little fine particles that we're talking about in this report.
What are your long-term senses in terms of where we're going with smog and haze in the Philadelphia region?
One of the things that we really have to have is control on carbon pollution from coal-fired power plants, because it is one of the reasons that we're having this increased heat. And we have to have that carbon pollution standard. And the president said we would have it. EPA is promising it. So we're looking forward to June when that arrives. That's going to make a difference, because even if we're cleaning up the sources, with heat, it makes it harder, because it means that a little bit less of those pollutants are going to create more ozone than they would otherwise, and that it's going to be harder to clean up.
Weigh in, if you will, on this week's Supreme Court ruling pertaining to the Environmental Protection Agency and pollutants coming from western states toward the east.
One of the great successes this week was the Supreme Court decision yesterday that the standard that EPA set a few years back that would put in place what the Clean Air Act identified as a good neighbor policy that would limit the amount of pollution that was blowing from one state into another. And we see this a lot, especially in states like Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey, where you're downwind of a lot of pollution coming from the Midwest and the Southeast. You can't really do anything about that pollution. So EPA, under the Clean Air Act, was required to develop a plan so that they would have to clean up their plants so that it would not pollute people who live out of state. And the Supreme Court yesterday upheld it. So we're very happy about that.
Janice Nolan, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you.
Janice Nolan is Assistant Vice President, National Policy of the American Lung Association. The State of the Air 2014 report is out today.